Really? Be yourself and have fun? Really?
Yes.
Be yourself and have fun? Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And we've got to realize that. And we better appreciate that. Well, now, he didn't die on the cross for our sins. He never died. And if we're going to say he died, then we're thinking that life is not eternal. And we're not believing the things that Jesus taught. So why use Jesus as an example of some foolishness when there is no foolishness? Now, what is it that Jesus taught? He says, be yourself and have fun. Now, if you're going to be yourself and have fun, what does that mean? That means doing things that delight you, doing things that make you happy, doing things that make you feel good. Now, who does things that make them feel good? Nobody. Everybody goes around trying to satisfy other people, trying to make other people feel satisfied, other people feel happy and stuff like that. It's so silly. Now, that is not what teacher taught us. He taught us, do unto others like you'd like to have them do unto you. So if you want people to be nice to you, be nice to them, period. Now, if you want people to share their riches with you, share your riches with them. Oh, hey, I have nothing to share. Yes, you do. You have love. You have attitude. You have a body. You can go over and help someone make their yard look beautiful. You can just be a giving person. And then when you're on that giving person nature, then you're on that program which comes back to you. Good comes back to you. Good goes from me, good comes to me. It's not that that has to happen, it's that that's the principle. If we love others, we'll be loved by others. You know that? If we hate others, we'll be hated by others. If we hurt others and if we want to chop others down and knock them down and hurt them with all of our force, it'll come back to us. Not that we want that to happen to them. We don't even know when people are hating themselves because that's not our nature. Now, why would anyone hate someone they loved? All right, let's look at the life of Jesus. How many people went around trying to kill Jesus, you know? You think they all hated him? They didn't even know him. Lazarus, he said, Jesus, you're supposed to be the king of the Jews. I want you to prove it. And Jesus said, And so Lazarus forced Jesus' hand. And Jesus said, okay, they're going to learn something from me, maybe. So I'm going to let them play their game. And what's the best way to have other people carry out your teachings? What's the best way? Be a martyr. Be a martyr. And so Jesus allowed himself to be a martyr. He was just playing the game. Do you think he really died? Do you think he was really hurt? Do you think the thorn crown on his head bothered him? It was like a mosquito stopping by, you know. Nothing more than that. If we think that it was something more than that, that Jesus could be destroyed, that Jesus could be born dead, that we don't believe in him as the Christ. And it's okay. We don't believe in ourselves as the Christ, and we are, you know. When are we going to start believing that be yourself and have fun is what Jesus taught? But he died on the cross. He did not die on the cross. He appeared to. He put on an illusion. Now, we watched
André Rieu. André Rieu.
And he had this show from
Holland.
Holland, in the name of the place. You didn't pay attention to the name of the place?
No.
And it's a Dutch name. And it is the City Hall. It's Fairyland Park. And it was really quite a nice show. And in that show, André
Rieu,
he had a man who was playing a magician. And the man and playing a magician went, and there were little colorful things flying through the air, and the person changed. And so he says, well, I could do that too. And so he said to a lady in the audience, how would you like to be 18? And the lady says, no, my neighbor would. And he says, no, no, you. And so finally, she sat still, and he waved his hand, and the magical colors went out of his fingers, and the lady became the gorgeous, beautiful 18-year-old singer that they had on stage. Beautiful. And, of course, the singer was put into that position right there, and you thought, how did he do that? How did he do that? Well, magicians work their ways, and we do too. Now, we think what we see is what we have. That's what the boxer says, you know. What I see is what I get. You know? Okay, now, are you that way? Do you believe what you see is the truth? Do you think that what you see is your reality? You, Miss Anita, today are, what, how many pounds? 110?
Sure.
Today you're 110 pounds. Well, it's Christmas time, and she's eating like a horse. And she's eating all of this beautiful food and all this glorious food. All vegetarian, of course, you know, but lots of sweets. And so, the 3 days from now, what is she going to weigh? 150 pounds.
Oh, mamma mia.
Oh, mamma mia. It adds on fast. Ask anybody who's losing weight. It's hard to take it off. Okay, now, all right. That's an illusion. Because you barf it, or you diet, and you take it off, and you're back to your 110, which is what you think is your right weight. Okay, now, but what's the reality of that? Did you really put on that pounds, or was that just an illusion? Mm-hmm. Did you really die, or was that just an illusion? You know, where are we? What is our game? Be yourself and have fun. If Jesus wanted to tell his story, and he said to his disciples, "You boys, you're not paying attention. I must leave so the Comforter can come." So he took off mentally. And he appeared to be on the cross and all that nonsense. But where'd he go? In his eternal, immortal life. He taught that. Now, why did people think that he was on the cross? Because that's an illusion that they put up. He was put up with these two terrible criminals who were on the cross. And the Hebrews, the rabbis and so forth, wanted to get rid of him because he was reaching in on their territory. And so, he said, well, we don't fight it. And what happened? They did a better job politically and so forth of becoming a movement than they would have if he were still around. Because what did he teach them? It is done unto you, according to your belief. It's ask and ye shall receive, knock and find, and all that good stuff. He did not say we must become an organization. He did not say we should become some great, wonderful clan. Or what do they call them? Cult. He wasn't interested in that. He was interested in sharing the absolute philosophy. And so it was just a lot easier to do that and let people carry it out. Now, there's a lot of other great beings on this earth, Buddha and the likes, and Buddha is supposed to have eaten some poison food that was given to him. How could he eat poison food? He didn't eat. He ate very little. And Swami Rama, his master, he had one grain a day just to be sociable with his chelas, you know. Now, you see, we're living in a stupid, idiotic world when we think that what we see is what is reality. So, isn't it about time for us to begin to realize that there is no death? For us to realize that life is immortal, that we are eternal, that we are living in this divinity that is within us? Go to the Father within, who seeth in secret, and the Father will reveal thee openly. That's just a term. If I say to you, meditate and pray, you say, how the hell do you meditate and pray? No, maybe not that way, but you meditate and pray by going to the presence within you, the divine within you. You can call him the Father if you like. That's a nice, friendly word for it. And the Father will reveal all things to you. The divine in me will reveal all things to me. What are you calling it? Is your daddy God? He was God all your life. Is your mommy God? She was God all your life. They always have been and they always will be. no matter they die, no matter what happens or what good, bad, indifferent thing happens in life, they're always God for you because that's how you were born. You were born to realize that your parents are your divine beings, and you are too. Now, what do you want to do with your life? Do you want to live your life to make everybody happy? Well, you're a fool. Because people don't want you to make them happy. People want to make themselves happy. And then they don't really want to make themselves happy because they do everything they can to become unhappy. They do everything they can to make themselves feel miserable. They'll say, everybody's picking on me. Nobody loves me. Nobody's giving me any gifts. How many presents did you get for Christmas, huh? How many presents did you give for Christmas? How many things? You see, we're always on the outer. Now, did you say, I gave myself a present for Christmas, and that present was listening to the divine within me, and I heard the divine within me, and the divine within me said this to me, I like you. I like you. You're wonderful. Rex is my beautiful greyhound, my beautiful yet golden retriever. And every morning when I wake Rex up, I reach over, and he's sound asleep. He's awake, you know. He's got his eyes closed to pretend because he knows what's coming. And I put my arms around him, and I rub him on his chest, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. He knows that. But he likes to hear it from me. Now, what if I could say that to myself? I like thee, I like thee, I love me. Would it be the same as if I do something for Rex? More, maybe more, you know? So if we can begin today to start recognizing that we are wonderful, that we are fantastic, that we are glorious, then we'll start living what the teachings of Jesus were, what the teachings of the Buddha were, what the teachings of Muhammad were, what the teachings of all of these philosophies that ever were. And they're great. They're great. And if you want to be scientific, you go to Einstein, a few of those guys, you know. And if you want to be musical, you go to Mozart. And what did Mozart do? Stupid kid. He just listened within and copied the notes that he heard inside of himself. He didn't think of anything new. It was just the divine within him flowing out, and he wrote it down and let it perfect. He didn't have to erase it. And he gave it to the world, and the world said, wow, magnificent, you know. 12-year-old writing her first concerto. Fantastic. Isn't that amazing? How did he do it? He listened within. Now, he had a little trouble, because his father was a musician, and his father was always trying to impress upon him that he had to learn the notes, and he had to learn this, and he had to learn that. He didn't have to learn. He knew it already. Mm-hmm. He listened within. Now, that's what we want to teach ourselves. That's the gift we want to give ourselves this Christmas time and every time of our life, is that we listen within, and we hear what the divine says. And the divine says,
I like me.
I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me is good too, but I like me is even better. So, start practicing that today for yourself by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then you'll feel like Rex does when I rub him in the morning and hug him. I'm walking on the path with him. He comes between my legs there, and he doesn't move until I snuggle him. And I snuggle him, and then he lets me step off and walk a few feet, and then he comes back in between my legs. And then I'm walking along, I let him off the leash, and he walks between my legs. He wants me to ride him like a horse. But what does he want? He just wants me to share my love with him because he feels so one with that love. And you can feel so one with the love that you're giving out. Because remember, what you give out flows back to you in immeasurable terms. And it's wonderful. And know that I don't know anything about any of you or me or anyone else in my world or anyone else in the world who's got a problem. All I know is that everyone likes themselves and is living a very wonderful life now and forevermore.
Thank you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, love
I like you, I like you, I like you, my creation.